You might have heard that recently, one of Cincinnati's conservative radio talk show hosts acted the buffoon when he was warming up a crowd at a John McCain rally. The talk show host's name is Bill Cunningham. And like any conservative shock jock, his game is to say the most outrageous comments, insults, insinuations tinged with racism and sexism. And of course, all the time laughing, telling jokes, acting as if nothing he is saying should be taken the wrong way. And trying to hide behind the American flag and patriotism at the same time. And of course, at times, he pretends that what he is doing is serious political analysis and commentary, while most of the time demonstrating that this is just a brand of bad entertainment designed to incite rather than to inform. Living in Cincinnati for several years and having a car radio that only broadcasts in AM, I heard Cunningham more than I care to. There are times that I thought his comments crossed the line, that he should be removed from the radio or at least made to apologize. But that didn't happen. And I suppose the folks who employed him were secretly thrilled for the controversy that he was able to create. For ultimately, his job wasn't political commentary or social conversation. His job is to attract an audience that in turn would attract advertisers who want to be sure that their advertising dollars pay for ads that are heard by many people. Cunningham apparently was invited by someone associated with the campaign to open for John McCain, to warm up the crowd, and in Cunningham's words, he was told to give them red, raw meat. So in the style that he has honed on talk radio, Cunningham did just that, being so outrageous and inflammatory that John McCain felt the need following the rally to distance himself from the opening act. McCain, who didn't hear Cunningham's remarks, said the following: "I repudiate what he said. A person came out here before I arrived and made some disparaging remarks about Senators Obama and Clinton, and I regret that." I applaud McCain's comments, for the only way for the political climate to change is for politicians to take the lead and to work to ensure that their campaigns are conducted appropriately. Candidates need to model for their staffers the expectations that they have for the kind of campaign they want to run. It is thus disturbing to read the comments of other politicians who were present, but didn't have the presence of mind of McCain. There was Rob Portman, whose name has been mentioned as a possible VP. He said as he took the microphone from Cunningham, quote, "Willie, you're out of control again, so what else is new, but we love you," unquote. Or Joe Dieters, a local political, saying, "Bill does this kind of thing at a lot of Republican events, and we're used to hearing it," unquote. I have to say, I heard other locals, TV and radio personalities, saying much the same thing, saying, "Oh, that's just Bill. That's what he does. He has a good heart." I have to say, enough is enough. To tolerate and to accept such inappropriate behavior is to encourage it and ensure that it continues to happen. It is time for citizens who want a more civilized conversation to stop making excuses for those who make inappropriate remarks and infusing our civic conversation with racism and fear-mongering. It is time to exclude such folks from the conversation, to no longer ask them to warm up the crowd, to cease asking the thoughts about politics or social change. There were, of course, those in McCain's campaign who claimed to be shocked by Cunningham's words. How can anyone be shocked that a local talk show host looking to expand his national audience would say something controversial, outrageous? It reminds me of that scene from Casablanca when the chief of police closes down a cafe for illegal gambling, saying that he was shocked to find gambling on the premises, just as he's being handed his winnings. There are, I believe, those folks who like to feign shock in order to get the benefit from a shock jock's rantings without having to take responsibility for the fallout. If Cunningham's behavior is any indication of the campaign that lies ahead, it's going to be a long and dirty one. Rather than tolerate Cunningham and others of his ilk, it's time for everyone to switch the station or to pull the plug. McCain and his soon-to-be-identified opponent need to set the tone. But more, if our political discourse is going to change, it will require all of us, Democrats and Republicans, working together. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.